Perek Gimel, Veir Chelke Hazahiros, explaining the categories of being cautious. Hine harotze lefakeach al asmo, somebody who wants to do introspection and look into themselves. Shtayim hina ha-hashkafos hatshichos lo. There are two angles of viewpoints that he needs to look into. Ha-achas sheyizbonin mahu hatov ha-amiti sheyivchar bo ha-adam. The first is that a person has to contemplate what is the true goodness that a person has to choose for himself. And the true evil that a person has to distance himself from. The Ashniya, the second thing is, Al Hamaisa Masherhu Osel Liros Imhem Miklal Hatov Omikal Ra, is to then see if the actions that he is doing are part of what he views as doing good, or if they're part of what he views as doing bad. Vizeb Bishas Maisa Vishalo Bishas Maisa. And this is whether it's being done currently or not being done. He explains, "Bishas ma'asa, when it's being done, shalo yasa shum ma'asa bevelisha yishkol oso b'maznayim zos hayadiyah, that a person shouldn't do any action unless it is being weighed with this decision. Shalo bishas ma'asa, and even not when it's being done, not when an action is being taken. Sheyale lefanav zichron klol ma'asav v'yishkol osam k'mochem b'maznay hamishkol hazeh, liros ma'yesh bam mehara l'man yidcha oso." To look into his actions, even when he's not actually doing something, to weigh them with the same balance that he had decided with himself, and to see whether he's doing bad, how to get rid of it. Uma min hatov lahasmid bo ulizchazibo, and that which of the good that he does, how to be more consistent and to strengthen those behaviors. Vim yimtza behem min hara, and if you find in your actions of doing bad, oz yizbonin viachkor besichlo. If a person does find bad things that he's doing, then a person has to put his mind to and think about how different plans of how to get those bad behaviors out of his system and to purify himself from them. And this is what Chazal teach us by Amram and the Gemara in Erevin. Noach lo la'odim shelo nivra yoser mishenivra. It's better for a person not to have been created than to have been created. But now that a person is created, a person has to introspect on his actions. And some say he has to feel around in his actions. These two languages in the Gemara of Yefashvesh or Yemashmesh are two good advices, good things for a person to be warned about. And they help very much. Kihine ha pishpush b'maisim. What does pishpush mean? Hu lachkor al klol ha'maisim ulizbonin bo. Is to contemplate your general acts and to think about what you're doing. Hanimtza v'ha'maisim asher lo yasu. Are you doing actions which should not be done? Asher enam holchem al pi mitzvos Hashem v'chokosav. Things that are not going along with the mitzvos of Hashem and His statutes. Kichol asher yimotze me'eli yivari min olam. Because any of those type of actions that you find, you have to destroy them from the world. Acha mishmosh hu, but mishmosh is, hachakira afilu b'maisim atovim atzmam. To even think about the good actions that you're doing, lachkor v'liros hayesh b'inyonam eze pniya asher lo tova. That maybe even in the good actions, maybe there's some angle of lacking complete goodness. O eze chilek ro sheyitzorech la'asiru levaru. Or maybe there's some aspect of something bad associated with his good actions, and then he has to get rid of that and to destroy that as well. It's like a person feeling a garment to find how good it is, to find the goodness of it. To feel if it's good and strong, or is it weak and worn out. So too a person has to feel very finely in his actions. So too a person has to test his actions and to really go through it well until he comes out with his actions being pure and clean. Klal hadavar. The bottom line is, yeyeh ha'odem me'ayin al ma'isav kulam. A person has to look into all of his actions. Umefakeach al kol drachov. And a person has to introspect every single one of his actions. Shaloi lahaniach la'atmo hergel ra. That a person shouldn't leave himself to bad habit. Umida ra'a and to bad midos. And all the more so to not do Avera or Pshoim. The Hineni Roe Tzorech La Odom Shiyeh Medakti Veshokal Drochov. So we see that there's a big need for a person to be very exact and to weigh his actions. Dvar yom biyomo, every single day. Kesochre magadola mesha yefalsu tamid kol iskayem. Just like merchants, the professional merchants, that they constantly weigh all of their dealings. Leman lo yiskakalu, in order for them not to be messed around. Veyekba itim veshos loza, and they have set times to do this. Veshalo yiyye mishkalu arai, that the weights shouldn't just be random. Ela bekviyas gadol, it should be a very permanent, fixed time that he does this. Ki rav hatolodahu, because there's much to gain from this. Vechachomim zirchonu levracha horunu beferesh sorach hacheshbon hazeh, and Chazal taught us explicitly about making these calculations. Vehu, Masha Omru zirchonu levracha, this book the Gemara in Bava Basra says, Alkein yomru hamoshlim bo'u cheshbon, the moshlim say, come and make a calculation. Alkein yomru hamoshlim v'yitzram, meaning the moshlim, the ones who rule over the Yetzirah, they say, bo'u nachashi cheshbonu shalolam, let's make the calculations of the world. Hefsed mitzvah k'neged tzchara, the loss of doing a mitzvah against the reward for doing a mitzvah. Uschara aveira, and the gain from the aveira k'neged hefseda, against the loss of the aveira. V'zeh, ki ha'etzah ha'amitis hazos, this true advice, lo yuchlu losis osa v'lo liros amita, ela osam shekvar yotzu mitachas yad yitzram u'moshlubo. The only way a person can get to this perfect advice, to this ultimate goal, is if a person already got out of the trap of his Yetzer and he rules over his Yetzer. Kimishu adayin chavush b'ma'aser yitzro, because if somebody is still entrapped in the shackles of his Yetzer, einin yonov roos ha'emes, so his einayim, his eyes can't see the truth, hazos. The einu yochol ha'akira, he can't recognize this absolute truth. Ki ha'yetzer mesameh es einov mamish, because his Yetzer blinds his eyes completely. V'hinehu kaholich b'choshech, he's like walking in the darkness. Sheyesh lefonav mechsholos ve'ein einov roos osam, that he has stumbling blocks before him and his eyes don't even see them. V'umasha amru zechoron lebracha, and this is what Chazal say in the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Toshes choshech v'hi loyla, you touch the darkness and it is night. Zeha olam hazeh, that's a reference to this world. Shedoma lalayla, which is comparable to nighttime. L'havein, and you should understand. Kama nifla maimar ha'amiti hazeh, l'misha maimik l'havin bo. How deep this statement of Chazal is for somebody who goes to understand it deeply. Ki hine choshech halayla shnei mini ta'uyos efshar lo sheyigrom l'ayin ha'adam. The darkness of the night can cause two possible mistakes to the eyes of a person. O yechaseh es ha'ayin atshelo yira mashal afon of klal. Either it'll just cover a person's eyes to the point where he can't see what's before him at all. O sheyata ozo atsheyira amud ki'ilu hu adam, va'adam ki'ilu hu amud. Or it'll obfuscate his vision to the point where he can't tell the difference whether a pillar is a person or a person is a pillar. Kein chomrios v'gashmios ha'olam hazeh. So too the physicality and the baseness of this world. Hinehu choshech halayla le'in haseichel. It's the darkness of night to the eyes of the mind. V'gorim lo shtei te'uyos. It causes two problems in the mind. Ha'achas einu maniach lo sheyira ha'mecholos shebedarchei ha'olam. The first problem is it causes a person to not be able to see the stumbling blocks that are in this world. V'nimtzoim ha'psoim ha'holchim levetach v'noflim v'ovdim mibli shehegia pachad t'chila. And you have people, foolish people, who go very sure of themselves, and they fall, and they are lost without even having any fear to begin with. They just jump right into it. V'umasha omer ha'kozov, and this is what the Pasuk says in Mishlei, derech reshoim ka'afila lo yodu b'mei yikashelu. The way of reshoim is like darkness, and they don't even know what they're tripping over. V'omer, and the Pasuk also says there, orum ra'a v'nistar v'soim avru v'ne'anoshu. An orum, a wise man, he sees evil and he hides, and foolish people, they pass through and they get punished. V'omer, another pasuk in Mishlei, uchsil mis'aber uvotech, the fool becomes enraged and he believes, he trusts himself. Ki libam bari lehem ka'ulam, their hearts are so sure to them like an open hall. V'noflim terem yedu me'a mechshol klal, and they fall before they even came to realize of any stumbling block in their way whatsoever. And the second mistake that they make with their seichel, that's even more difficult than the first one. He that a person's vision can be so faulted that they will see bad as if it's actually good. Ve'atov ki'iluhu ra, and they'll see good as if it's bad. Mitoch koch mischazkim machzikim ma'aseim haroim. And that strengthens and allows them to do bad things. Ke'ein dai shechaseira mehem re'iyos ha'emes. Not only are they lacking the vision of what's true, liros haro asher neged p'neim, to see the evil that's in front of them. Ela shenir lehem limtzo ra'yos gedolos v'nisyonos mochichim l'svaroseim haroos or l'deyosem ha'kozvos. Rather, they try to find different proofs, great proofs, and to show and to prove and to experiment and to show other people that what they're thinking is correct, even though it's false. V'zos hi haruah ha'gedolo ha'mafal pele ha'malafefes v'yosam el be'er shachas. And this is the ultimate evil that brings them down to be'er shachas, to Gehenna. V'huma sha'omra ha'kosim, and this is what the Pasuk says, hashmin lev ha'om hazeh ve'oznav hachbed ve'enav hoshafen. So the lev of the am, the heart of the nation, became fat, and their ears became heavy, they didn't listen, and their eyes turn away. And that's all because they're under the darkness, and they're hidden under the rulership of the Yetzirah. But those who have already gotten out of that prison, then they could see the absolute truth. Then they are the ones who can advise other people of what to do. What is this comparable to? The Gan HaMavucha, to a garden maze. Who Agan Hanatul Atzchok? It's a garden that's there for enjoyment, to have fun in. Hayadu Eitzal Asorim, like officers and officials have. Shanatios Asiyus Kesolim Kesolim, that the plants are made in forms of walls. Uveneim Shvilim Rabim Nevuchim Umarovim. There's many different paths interspersed amongst themselves and mixed around. Kulim Domim Zeliza, and they all look the same. They all look similar. Ve'atachles Bamhu LaAgia El Achsadra Achas Shebeemtzo. And the purpose of it all is to get to a certain room, a courtyard, in the center of this entire maze. Some of the paths are actually very straight, and they go straight to the Achsadra. And some of them are swervy and wave a person way far away from it. The person actually walking amongst the path through the maze can't tell whether he's walking on the true path or the path that's leading him away from the center goal. They're all the same. They don't look any different one path from the other. The person in it can't see the difference. Unless he knows the path because he's familiar with it, because he already went that way, because he already went through it and he reached the center. Unless he did that, he will not know where he is. But somebody who's in the center and standing on this platform, he can see all the paths and to know which ones are the correct paths and which ones are the wrong paths. And he's able to warn and to show the other people what they're doing. Lomar, to say, Zer derech yelchupo. He should say, this is the one to go on. And if somebody is going to trust him, they'll get to the right place. And if somebody doesn't want to trust them, doesn't want to put their faith in them, and they want to go based on what they think is right, for sure, he'll be lost and he'll never get there. So too in this matter. Somebody who does not yet rule over his Yetzirah. He's like he's still in the paths. He can't tell the difference of his actions, whether he's doing good or he's doing bad. But the people who do rule over the Yetzirah, that they already reached the platform in the center. That they already got out of all the paths and they saw. And now they have a perspective that they could see all the right paths and the wrong paths clearly. They could advise people who want to hear. And those are the people that we have to believe and trust them. But what is the Eitzah? What is the advice that these people who are rule over the Yetzahara give us? Make a calculation. Let's make the cheshbon, the calculations of the world. They already tested and challenged, and they saw and they know levado hu haderech ha'amiti, that this is the only true path to go in, lehagia ha'odem el ha'tova, for a person to reach the goodness, asher hu mevakesh, that he wants, v'lo zu lazeh, and that's the only way to go. Kol ha'shadavar, the bottom line of all this is, tzorech ha'odem liyoz mizbonin b'sichlo tamid, a person has to constantly be thinking with his mind, b'chol zman uv'zman kavu alo b'izbodudus, at all times, and he has to make a set time to think about this and to make a time for contemplation. Mahu aderech ha'amiti, to know what is the right way he should be going. Ulufi chok ha'torah she'adam tzorech leilichbo. And according to the mandates of the Torah, how should a person be conducting themselves? Ve'achar kach yovol leizbonin al ma'isav imheim al aderech hazeim lo. And the next step is that a person has to think, are his actions in line with what he feels is the proper thing that a person should be doing in this role? That through this contemplation, a person will surely be able to be much easier to purify himself from all evil and to straighten out his entire path. Like the Pasuk in Mishlei says, "Pales magel raglecha v'chol derechecha yikonu." You should weigh the steps of your feet, and all your paths will be prepared for you. Ba'omer, and the Pasuk in Eicha says, "Nach v'so derechino v'nachkora." We have to search out our ways and delve into them, and then we can return to Hashem.